Remember the context. It's Moses is about to pass on the children of Israel. They've been in the wilderness for 40 years. And in thinking about that, he said in verses 11 and also 12 of Deuteronomy 32, he said to the children of Israel, "As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him." In the year 1892, after a year's ministry in Great Britain, D.L. Moody decided it was time to head back home to the shores of Chicago. The ship that he took on that occasion, it left the Southampton docks, but it only got into the beginning of the Atlantic Ocean when suddenly she ground to a halt. She began to take on many liters of water. The passengers, they got worried, they got terrified. No one was sure what would happen to the ship. Would the ship make it or not? Would they survive or not? Would they make it to the shores of America? This fear and this anxiety, it went on for some 2 days. And D.L. Moody asked then, if he came to the captain and asked, could he hold a meeting on the ship? And surprisingly, the vast majority of the people on the ship came to that meeting. As he addressed the people on that occasion, he simply stood up. He held on to a pillar because the ship was shaking. And he began to read the words of Psalm 91. Verse 1 of that psalm reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." He, looking back on this occasion, he stated, "It was the darkest hour of my life. Relief came in prayer. God heard my cry and enabled me to say, 'Thy will be done.' I went to bed and fell asleep almost immediately." And we find that night, Moody, he went to his room and he sought the face of God. And he took the promise of the Lord being a wing, as it were, or the Lord covering his people with his shadow or with his wing. And he took that promise and he took it to the Lord in prayer. Almost immediately, a ship was sent to rescue their ship. And they made it safely to America. And Moody realized that night that the safest place to be, the safest place in the whole world, even though it may be collapsing around you, even though you may be in a ship that's perhaps going to sink, the safest place to be is underneath the wing or the shadow of the Almighty. You see, the best place to be and the safest place to be is under the wing of the Lord. You'll remember in Ruth chapter 2, Ruth had returned to Bethlehem. She was laboring there in the harvest fields. And she was then protected by Boaz, her kinsman redeemer. And in Ruth 2, he stated to Ruth, "A full reward be given thee of the Lord, under whose wings thou art come to trust." And here in Deuteronomy 32, verse 11, God uses a similar picture, the picture of the wing or the picture of the eagle, to describe God's dealings with his children. He compared how God was dealing with his people in the wilderness to how a parent eagle would deal with her young eaglet in trying to coerce her and draw her out of the nest and teach her to fly. Moses was coming to the end of his 120-year life, and he was also coming to the end of his 40-year wandering in the wilderness. And he wanted to encourage the Lord's people to step out of the wilderness and to glide into the promised land of Canaan. And to do this, he took the picture of the mother eagle as she's stirring up the nest and drawing out the young one. And he used this picture to compare the dealing with and the disciplining of the mother eagle as she disciplines her eaglet to fly. You see, God, like the mother eagle, disciplines you in order that he might draw you. He draws you out in faith after himself. You know, the mother eaglet, she uses various means to coerce the eaglet out of the nest. She disciplines them. She is tough with them. She stirs up the nest. And I wonder just recently, has God maybe been disciplining you? He's maybe been stirring up the nest with you. Maybe he's brought a circumstance, a trial, a harsh difficulty, a harsh reality into your life. Well, don't rebel against it. But it's for your own good. As the mother wanted to coerce the little eaglet out of the nest, so the Lord, he's drawing you out. He's drawing you out in faith after himself. Again, and just as he entered the wilderness, Moses, he used a similar picture. And in Exodus 19, we read in verse 4, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself." He again uses the eagle. And he stated, just as the eagle carries her young, so the Lord was bearing them and drawing them to himself. You see, whilst God at times carries you, he also corrects and chastens you. There are times, yes, when he carries you along on his wings. But there are other times when he stirs up the nest. He disciplines you. He chastises you. But it's for your own good. Like the little eaglet, as the mother wanted to teach it to fly. She wanted it to step out of the nest. So the Lord's doing that with you this morning. He's drawing you out of the nest. And he's leading you out in faith after himself. And so I want us just this morning to consider here the eagle stirring her nest. The eagle stirring her nest. I want you to notice firstly with me the disturbance of the eagle. The disturbance of the eagle. Verse 11, we read, "As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings." Moses, of course, had spent a long time in the desert. The middle 40 years of his life he had spent just looking after his father-in-law's sheep. And the last 40 years of his life he had spent wandering and meandering through the wilderness with the children of Israel. Perhaps in the 80 years of his life that he spent in barren wasteland, maybe he looked up. He looked up onto a cliff edge and he saw there an eagle's nest. Undoubtedly, as he was on this wilderness vigil, he received instruction. As he watched the eagle on the nest and dealing with her young, he learned from the hunts and the habits of the eagle. It speaks here of the eagle stirring up her nest. And the eagle, when it's time to teach the young eaglets to fly, she comes and she stirs up the nest. She uses different means to get the young eaglet out of the nest and to teach it to fly. There's sometimes she gets a piece of meat and she comes to the very edge of the nest and she will lovingly try and attract the young eaglet out of the nest by food. At other times it comes and it simply soars over the nest and it disturbs it. You know how the eagle's so fast, how it swoops down and it takes its prey? Well, sometimes the mother eagle, she swoops down over the nest and she causes a stir in the nest, a frenzy in the nest, frantic in the nest. And in disturbing the nest, the little eaglet simply falls out, spreads its wings and learns to fly. But it causes the eaglet to be unsettled, ultimately so that it could teach the little eaglet to fly. You see, the disturbances of God are not unintentional, but intentional. They are used for your own good. You know, sometimes we're like little eaglets, aren't we? We get used to the nest. We get cozy. We get comfortable. We don't really progress. We don't really get out of the nest. And sometimes the Lord, like the mother eagle, needs to come and he needs to swoop down and cause disturbance and cause that frenzy in our life. Why? So that we will step out of the nest and learn how to fly. Indeed, in teaching us this lesson, Job said in Job 29, verse 18, "Then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand." Job here, he He describes himself as content. He said, I'm going to die in my nest. Now remember, Job was a righteous man. He is described in chapter 1 as a man that feared God and escheweth or hateth evil. Here was a man who walked with God. And yet despite the fact that he walked with God, he was still comfortable. Things were going well for him. He had a good family business. He had a good family. And despite the fact that he was walking with God, he still said, I'm going to die in my nest. I'm cozy. I'm comfortable. And that's why God came in affliction to stir up his nest and to take him out of his comfort zone. Again, you think of Jonah. Jonah ran from God. God came to Jonah and called him, said, I want you to go north to the wicked Assyrians and preach to them. But Jonah, sadly, he headed west. He got on board a ship and he went out into the midst of the Mediterranean Sea. And we find he was so cozy and comfortable in the ship that he actually was in the bottom of the ship. But in Jonah 1 verse 4, we read, the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And God shook the ship, the sea, to shake the ship, to shake Jonah. And sometimes God shakes up the nest, and he shakes up the sea, and shakes up the ship, to shake up the saint. He intervenes and disturbs us, to shake us up, and to get us out of our comfort zone, and get us out of the nest. Wonder recently, have you just been on spiritual autopilot? Just drifting by, just aimlessly living life? You haven't that desire really to progress with God, to test God, to walk with God, to launch out for God in faith. Well, God comes and he disturbs the nest through various means, whether it be hardship or affliction, whatever it might be. He gives the nest a good shaking. Why? To get you out of the nest. George Whitefield testified, whenever I am tempted to settle down, God puts a thorn in my nest. I'm sure you'll all fondly remember the Reverend John Wiley. He was used of God mightily here in the city. I remember once listening to his testimony of how the Lord had called him into full-time service. He had just got married. He had an old electrical shop in Dundonald, which was really just about 10 minutes from where I was born and raised. Often used to pass the spot and think of Reverend John Wiley. But here he was just married, and things were going well for him. Had his own shop, and he was going on, and things were just coming along nicely. And one day his aunt came to him and said, John, all's going well for you. You have a good wife, all being well, you have a family, you'll have your own business. Now, John, you'll just think about settling down. And you know, that really struck a chord with the Reverend John Wiley. He said, now's not the time to settle down. Now's the time to rise up and to press the battle home against the devil. Oh, child of God, are you perhaps just settled today, comfortable in the nest? Well, the Lord, if he hasn't done, he may in the future just give the nest a little disturbance to get you out of the nest and to launch you out in faith. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, so the Lord. The disturbance of the eagle. I want you to notice secondly with me the discipleship of the eagle. The discipleship of the eagle, verse 11. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. You know, the nest for the young eaglet was a very, very comfortable location. Due to the terrain and the weather patterns of Israel at this time, nests could be said to be anything up to 8 feet wide. They could also be located as high as 10,000 feet in the sky. Job 39:27 asks the question, doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? Some eagles' nests were weighed at almost 2 ton. Sometimes the mothers would disturb the nest by to get them out, But it was then a different thing when they were out of the nest, and they then needed to teach them how to fly. In teaching them how to fly, again, they used different means. But one of the ways they taught the little eaglet how to fly was they taught them by discipleship or by example. In Sir Humphrey Davy's book, Salmonia, a fishing book, he illustrates this by recounting an experience he had. One day he was out angling and he looked up into the sky and he saw eagles teaching their young to fly. He said, "I saw two parent eagles teaching their offspring the manoeuvres of flight. It was midday. The eagle rose to the top of the mountain. And after that they flew in small circles, encouraging their young to follow. As they did this, the circles became larger, and the distance between the eagle and the eaglet became greater. Eventually, after following on in the path of the mother eagle, the little eaglet, she could fly without supervision. And yes, the eagle was disturbed out of its nest, but the reason it was disturbed from the nest was so that the mother could teach it and provide it an example how to fly. And whilst the eagle, God may intervene and interrupt, he then instructs. He teaches you as you learn. Yes, as you get out of the nest, the Lord doesn't leave you like the little eaglet just flapping there and not knowing how to fly. The Lord provides an example for you. You think of the many examples in Scripture. The men of faith. The hall of faith. Men like Abraham, Isaac. Men like Paul. Men like Elijah. There are many examples of those who stepped out of their nest and followed the Lord. And the Lord led them and guided them as they needed it. You think of Paul. Paul was just converted. And he asked the question, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And remember, Paul was going to be a missionary. Paul was going to conquer many lands for Christ. And did the Lord come to him at that stage and tell him, "Paul, you're going to do this and going to do that"? No. The Lord simply said this to Paul. Verse 6 of chapter 9. "Arise and go to the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." Here's Paul, and he stepped out in salvation, stepped out in surrender. And the Lord didn't give him the whole picture at once. He said, "Paul, go to the city. There'll be someone to meet you there. And then you'll know what to do." The Lord, he led him step by step. You see, you do not learn to fly instantaneously, but gradually. Once you step out of the nest, God teaches you and leads you and educates you gradually. So often, you know, there are those and they come to you and they say, "I'm afraid to do this. I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid, as it were, to step out of the nest, afraid to step out of the comfort zone." Well, isn't it wonderful that as you step out of the nest, God teaches you like the eagle teaches the eaglet gradually. He provides you that example. He provides you with patterns to follow. He gives you the tools, as it were, just as you need them, and not a minute before or after. God teaches you as you step out in faith to him. You know, Bill Woods was already on the mission field serving the Lord, and he felt then the Lord was directing his steps to be a medical missionary, to be a doctor. But he had no exams, and he didn't really know much about medicine. And as he then applied to do his exams and take his medical examinations, someone sent him a letter and it said this: "God doesn't call the equipped. He equips those he calls." And child of God, this morning, God has called you unto himself. And he has called you generally to serve him. And so, as you step out of the nest, as it were, the Lord teaches you gradually how to fly. He gives you that example. Like the eagle, he goes before you. There was the disturbance of the eagle, the discipleship of the eagle. I want you to notice thirdly here, the defense of the eagle. The defense of the eagle, verse 11. "As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. You know, some animals are extremely cruel to their young. Whenever we considered the raven some months ago, we discovered that. The raven, it's an extremely cruel animal to its young. But this is not the case with the eagle. No, of all animals, the eagle is a most affectionate animal to its young. The phrase fluttereth over her young, it refers to the eagle coming down over her nest, brooding over her nest, and fluttering or spreading her wings over her nest. And the reason she does this is to protect the little eaglet from the wiles of the predator. Whenever a predator would come, maybe try to steal the little eaglet or steal an egg, the eagle would then flash her claws at that predator and warn them away. The phrase spreadeth abroad her wings and beareth them on her wings is a very, very interesting one. You see, as we've already learned, the eagle, yes, it went before the eaglet, it gave them that pattern. But there were times when the little eaglet would grow tired, grow weary, as it's learning to fly, I'm sure you can imagine, flapping away at its wings, but then growing tired, growing weary. And whenever this happens, the mother eagle does something very, very compassionate. She comes and she swoops down just underneath the little eaglet. So that if the little eaglet falls or grows tired, she spreads her wings and carries them on her wings. And again, what encouragement to the little eaglet as it's learning to fly. There were times, yes, when it would grow weary in that learning. But here's the mother eagle, just underneath, ready to catch it as it fail. You see, the Lord not only pushes you to fly, teaches you to fly, but he protects you and carries you as you fly. He provides for your every need. What a wonderful thought this morning. There'll be times when you, in your desire to go on with God and serve God, there will be times when you get out of the nest. And there'll be times when you flap away, but you get tired. You grow weary. It becomes hard. But what a wonderful thought. Just as the mother eagle was right below the little eaglet, so the Lord is round about you and underneath you. Times when you fall, and there's the Lord there just hovering beneath you, ready to catch you, ready to carry you along. Times when you can't carry yourself, he's there, he's waiting for you. Psalm 91 verse 4 tells us, he shall cover thee with his feathers, under his wings shalt thou trust, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And here's David, out in battle. And the Lord gives him this wonderful promise, that he was covered by the feathers and the wings of his God. You see, whilst the Lord schools you, he also surrounds you and spreads his wings to catch you when you fall. Oh, what a thought this morning. What a thought. And what an encouragement to you. If perhaps you're thinking of stepping out and serving the Lord, and you're thinking of maybe entering into a new avenue of service, maybe wanting to go to that person, or maybe wanting to get involved in some aspect of the work, and you have fears, you have trepidation, well, the Lord, he's ready to catch you when you fall. The disturbance of the eagle, the discipleship of the eagle, the defense of the eagle. I want you to see lastly here, the design of the eagle. Verse 11 we read, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. You know, the eagle is one of the most majestic birds in the animal world. It has a marvelous ability to soar above the heavens, to rise above every literal storm it faces. The eagle was made to soar. It was made to spread its wings and display the glory of God in its flight pattern. The eagle wasn't made to stay in its nest. Yes, the nest was a very, very cozy and a very, very comfortable place. The young eaglet, it gets cozy. Nests in Israel, as we have said, they could be as large as 8 feet. And they were very stable. You know, at the bottom of the floor of the nest, it had a layer of thorns, and that was to keep it in place. But over those thorns, there was then soft material, feathers and so on, and that was made or placed there to ensure that it was warm, that it was comfortable for the little eaglet. Of course, the mother eagle was also known for bringing food for its little eaglets. Proverbs speaks of the young eagle's feeding habits and how the young eagles don't lack. Yes, the eaglet, it becomes cozy and comfortable. But that's not why the eagle, what it's meant for. It's meant to soar. The whole reason that the eagle disciplines the young and disciples the young and even disturbs the young was to get it out of the nest and to get it to fly. It was not meant for the perch. It was meant for the sky. And it was these things, these disciplines, they were made because she wanted them to discover its true potential, its true power, its true ability to fly. And like the eagle, it is God's design that you soar and not sit. It is that you be a soaring eagle for him. Is it not so often the case that we settle down? And at times it's good to settle down in the familial sense. It's good to be grounded, good to have stable homes, good to have that stability, that security. But spiritually speaking, we should never be settled. We should always be seeking to get out of the nest. I want to ask you a question this morning. How will you ever learn to fly for the Lord if you never spread your wings and stretch them for him? Oh, what a thought. E.W. Bolton said, God has planned for you and I a life on the wing. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, so the Lord. May God bless his word to your heart and lives this morning.